the house of the Lord.
Yes.
An honor, amen, to be at Gospel Way Baptist Church. Amen. Shouting out 2007, shouting in 2008. Amen. Good singing, good preaching, praise God. And hey, I tell you, enough's been said to save the whole world twice. Amen. And it's been good to be in God's house. I can't think, the only place I know that I'd rather be than right here, right now, is in heaven. Amen. And I'm just a few steps away. Amen. Hey, before midnight, I don't even know what time it is, but before midnight, amen, Jesus come back and take us on out. Amen. Who knows? Who knows? Praise God. In the moment, in the twinkle of an eye, Christ is coming back. In Ephesians chapter number 5, in the Word of God. Glad I'm born again.
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. January 19th, 1998.
Amen.
Gloriously saved.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter number 5. Thank you for standing, showing respect for the reading of God's holy word. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Amen.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine,
amen,
wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Lindsay, would you pray for us? Amen. Thank you, brother, for that good prayer. If you're looking for a title or anything of that nature, God's Filling Station. Now, Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 18, that B part of that verse says, be filled with the Spirit. It is God's desire for His children to be filled. Amen. It's God's desire for His people to have a Spirit-filled life. Amen. Not a life of defeat, but one of victory. Not of life of discouragement, but one of encouragement. Not of life of darkness, but one of light. Amen. God's desire, amen, is for His children to be free, free indeed. Now, in the Word of God, we see several things in this portion of Scripture. Amen. First thing, we see a people. The people, amen, the Word of God, verse 14, says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Notice, we have a people, amen, in our day and hour that are asleep on God. Amen. They need to awake. They need a spiritual alarm clock to sound loudly in their soul. Amen. To get them up, praise God, and get them motivated and get busy for God. I don't know about y'all, but the sands of the hourglass are quickly coming out. Amen. And time is shutting down, friend. Amen. The book of Revelation, we see the angel of the Lord stand with one foot on the sea and one foot on the earth, and he declares with the word of God in his hand that time shall be no more. Hey, that day is rapidly approaching. And friend, if you're going to do anything for God, you must do it now and do it quickly. Amen. Awake out of a sleep and get busy for God. Now, I know that people are similar to a vehicle. Amen. If a vehicle runs on the E, it ain't going very far. And exactly with you, if your spirit runs on the E, you ain't going very far. You ain't getting nowhere, amen. And a lot of people are running on E tonight. A lot of Christians, praise God, amen, says, I ain't got time to fill up. I ain't got time to go by God's house. I ain't got time to hear God's word. I ain't got time to read God's word. Amen. They're asleep on God, asleep on the wheel, amen. And the hand is on E, and praise God, quickly. Listen, when a car is on E, what it does is it begins to make some noise and begins to spit and sputter, and for too long it'll just stop. Now, a lot of Christians now, what they'll do is they begin to spit. They begin to sputter. They begin to talk. Amen. Amen. Well, they ain't got no business talking. Amen. And it seems like the people that do the less talk the most. About the people that does the most. They say in a church, amen, that 10% of the people do the work and 90% lets them. Amen. For too long, when them folk begin to spit and sputter and murmur and complain, for too long, you'll see them sitting beside the road dead on God, doing nothing. No church activities, no Bible time, no prayer time, no visitation time, just dead on God, amen, on E. Now, why would somebody let their car get run out of gas? Well, one, they're asleep. Well, the person that allows their vehicle to get in such a condition is because they're asleep and they're unaware of it. They're not awake, or they would pay more attention.
Amen.
Another thing is the reason why somebody lets their car get out of gas is they're distracted looking at others around them.
Amen.
And their gas hand is on E. They're more concerned about others than they are for their own selves. And the Bible says, how in the world can you help somebody get a mote out of their eye when you got a log in yours?
Amen.
Looking at somebody else.
Amen.
Another thing is they're getting distracted talking on cell phones. People got cell phones and they don't even look at their gas hand. And before they know it, their car's jerking and jiving all over the road, and they're wondering what's going on, and they're on the cell phone talking to everybody else but God. Another thing, amen, gets them out of gas is they get too busy and tied up with their kids in the back seat. They're looking in the rear view saying, you better stop that. Leave her alone. Leave him alone. I'm going to get out and take a switch to both of you. Quit. Stop. Don't. Quit. No, no, no. No, no, no. And they get too big. I remember I was working a public job, and a man came in one Monday morning, and he used to go up down the hallways bragging on Jesus. And I heard him out in the hallway, and he was telling somebody in the hall that his little girl got a base hit in softball, first base hit in the softball. Now, I'm not against softball. Amen. I like to even throw a softball myself, but not on Sunday and not on Wednesday. Amen. Now, notice here, he comes in, and man, he spins around, amen, where I'm at, and he said, did you know my girl got a base hit on the softball team? And I spun around, I done heard him. I knew what God done gave me something to say. I said, friend, I'd be more concerned with my girl getting a home plate than first base. Slide in, saved by the grace of God. We get too tied up with what our children are doing, and we let our gas hand. And listen, when our personal gas hand goes down on E, our whole family suffers, including our children. The people. Amen. I remember we was coming out of Charleston, West Virginia one day, and we was riding down the road. Me and my wife was driving, trying to get back home to North Carolina. And here we are going down Interstate 77 south. Here we come going down the roads. And we got so much to go before we got on E. And here we are. We come to Beckley, West Virginia. And the gas is $2.59. And I done seen it in Bluefield for $2.39. And I said, I'm not going to stop till I get down to there that cheaper gas. Now, tonight, I'd be more than thrilled to have gas $2.59. Amen. But listen, we got down there, and my wife said, you need to stop. I said, I'm not going to stop and pay that much for that gas. And we keep on going and going and going. Well, here we go. We got about 10 miles till E. And here comes a toll booth. And traffic is backed out of that toll booth. I'm sitting in traffic and the gas hand, amen, them little dial, them little digits are going down and down and down. We get up, amen, and man, I don't see no gas hand sign or no gas sign anywhere on them big blue signs. And man, I'm beginning to panic. I ain't letting her know I'm panicking, but inside I'm panicking. Amen, we get up down there, amen, and up in the distance is a blue sign that says Wilco. Next, I don't care how much gas is. I'm going to pull in and get me some gas, and I pull in, slide into the gas pump with 3 miles to go. Praise God, listen, we ride on E way too long, cut it way too close, where we could come in, amen, and just get right with God and enjoy the ride. Amen. Not only see the people, but also we see the pump. Notice what the Bible says here. Notice what the Bible says. Wherefore, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now notice the pump. Inside of a filling station sets a pump. And inside of that pump is everything that your vehicle needs to survive.
Right. Yeah.
Now the filling station is the house of God.
Amen.
And the pump is the Word of God.
Amen.
And inside the Word of God is everything your soul needs to survive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now if you don't go by the pump, praise God, you're just going to do without. Amen. You need to get by the pump. Now, no, notice now. Most gas stations nowadays stay open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can get gas just any time. Amen. And you can go by, amen, and you can go by that gas station, that gas station, that gas station. And if you run out of gas, it's not the station's fault.
Right.
It's not the pump's fault. It's your fault. It's the driver's fault. Amen. So if you get down there to the bad spot of the road, and on Wednesday night, you know the house of God's open. You know the Word of God's straight and sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. You know Sunday morning, praise God, Sunday school's at 9:45. You know that Sunday morning worship is at 11 o'clock a.m. You know that Sunday evening service is at 6 o'clock. You know the revival meeting starts tomorrow night. Amen. You know, praise God. And then you get down the road somewhere and stumble, amen, praise God, across your own shoelaces. It ain't God's fault. It ain't the man of God's fault. It's not the church's fault. It's not the Bible's fault. Praise God, it's your fault. Amen. Praise God, the Bible is open. The Bible is being read, and you need to get by the pump. Praise God, and get some hot octane fuel in your soul. Now, not until you stop and pull by the pump. Not until you get out and go to the nozzle.
Amen.
Not until you reach for the nozzle and put the nozzle within your fuel line and squeeze the trigger.
Amen.
Will you have fuel in your car.
Amen.
So not until you, praise God, walk
Amen.
Through those doors and you walk in and find you a seat on the house of God.
Amen.
Amen, right here on the pews, and you sit and you say, Lord, it's not about me any longer.
Amen.
Lord, it's all about you.
Amen.
Lord, get me out of the way.
Amen.
Lord, and you get in the way. Lord, please change my life. Lord, I surrender all to you this day, this hour, this year. Lord, I want to do all that I can for you. I'm not living for myself any longer. I'm not living for my children any longer. I'm not living for my spouse any longer. But Lord, I'm living for you. And can I say, when you live for God, amen, your spouse will have a better seat.
Amen.
When you live for God, your children will have better attention.
Amen.
When you live for God, everything else will take care of itself. Yes, live for Jesus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So you seek God and your wants and needs will seek you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. It amazes me, amen, that some folk, praise God, are just more spiritual than I am, I guess. Amen. I got to go to church every time the doors are open. I got to be there Sunday morning, amen. I got to be there Sunday evening, Wednesday night. And if there's a revival in town, praise God, within driving distance or walking here, something, amen, I'm going to try my best to be there. But sometimes Sunday morning just does people the whole week. Now, when they come in Sunday mornings and they get a good dose, they get a splash of fuel. Hey man, they race off out of the parking lot. Now, by Sunday night, they're about three quarters empty. Hey man, they're cast hands down about three quarters. Now then, about Wednesday night, they're sitting on dead empty. They're riding on E. And you know what amazes me? Is it seems like our tempers flare up more when our tank's on E. It seems like we say things easier, amen, and we blend in more with the world when our tank's on E. Amen. Now, if our tank was in full, amen, we wouldn't say those things. Amen. We just smile about it. Praise God. Amen. And like Paul, praise God, when the serpent came out of the fire, amen, just shake that thing off. Amen. Just walk on. Oh, but our tank's on E. Amen. And Buster, you better not cross my path today. I got a chip on my shoulder. Amen. I ain't been in church in a week, and you don't want none of me. Amen. I'm bad to the bone. Amen. And praise God, I'll take the whole plan on if it calls for me to do so. Oh, amen. You just need a good old dose of God and get full on Jesus. Yes. That temper won't flare up as bad when you're on full. That anger problem, amen, will flee when you're on full. Not only we see the people and the pump, but we see the petroleum. Notice the Bible said, be not drunk with wine, wherein there is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Filled with the Spirit of God, the petroleum. Now inside that pump, amen, is a life-giving fuel for your car. Yes. Amen. That is transported from another area. On a bigger truck than your car is. Most of the time with a bigger driver than you are. Amen. Praise God. Can I say that God sent a non-stop delivery? Amen. From glory, from another area. Amen. With some heavenly petroleum. Thank God, all the way to your local filling station. Praise God, with a driver that's never, amen, late, but he's always right on time. Amen. Yes. Petroleum, glory to God. Gasoline. Spiritual power with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God have that petroleum. You know what I find out? My car don't run on water. My car don't run on milk. My car don't run on Pepsi Cola. My car runs on gasoline. And the higher them numbers are, the better that car runs. Amen. Praise God. There's no substitute for gasoline to a gasoline automobile. Now, when God constructed you from dirt and breathed the breath of life in Adam's nostrils, He made you to function only by the means of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you can have peace in life. Enjoyment in life. There is no substitute for the Spirit of God. But oh, how we try to make them. Oh, but listen. When you get right with God and you let God fill you, up. You remove all the substitutes out of your life. You let God clean your cabinets. Amen. You let God clean yourselves. You let God clean your heart. Amen. You'll have peace that passeth all understanding. You'll have the grace that's ever sufficient. Amen. For the needed hand. You'll have hope. You'll have rest. You'll have love. You'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. All because you've got heaven's petroleum running through your veins. Amen. And you've got a goal. You've got a mission now. And it's to do all you can for the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days. Not only we see the petroleum and the pump and the people, but notice the price. Nowadays, now we don't like to buy no gas. That's our nightmare, our worst enemy. But we've got to have it. Amen. If you ain't going to ride a bicycle and walk, you're going to have some gas. Amen. And that's exactly the way it is with us Christians. We just ain't got time to go to church. We ain't got time to serve God. Preacher, it amazes me that men used to walk 10 miles one way, amen, carrying a baby in one arm, amen, a Bible in the other, while his wife, praise God, led five youngins down the dirt road and they went to the house of God. Amen, they served God as a family. They lived for God. And that nowadays, we've got all the technology available to man, known to man, and it's no longer convenient to go to church.
That's good.
The price is too high to pay. And can I say, if you're going to serve God, you got to pay the price. It ain't free to serve Jesus. Amen. As He paid a price, so will you have to pay a price. You'll have to sacrifice your time. You have to sacrifice your talent. You have to sacrifice your tithe. Amen. To serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, once you get in there, amen, and get in the batter's box and get in the swing of things, you'll not miss any of it.
Amen.
The price. I remember... Amen. I looked up to the gas pump and it told me right out, amen, how much that gas was. Oh, and I had to reach deep in the wallet. And I remember holding on to the nozzle. And it was late at night. I was in a hurry trying to get home. And I was reaching for the nozzle. I look around. The digits read zeros, but nothing was happening. I looked inside, amen, to that lady. She was looking outside of me, just shaking her head. I was wondering what was going on in there that I didn't know about. I reached for it again. Then I saw a big white sticker that said prepay after dark.
Amen.
Can I tell you that our darling Savior prepaid after dark? Six hours.
Amen.
He hung on a cross outside of the city limits of Jerusalem on a hill called Golgotha, where nails driven in his hands, nails driven in his feet, as he wore a crown of thorns and was stripped of his garments. Oh, 3 hours was daylight and 3 hours was total darkness when he cried, "It is finished!" He prepaid after dark. Amen. I was in darkness. I was broke. I was bent. I was a beggar. But Jesus, praise God, came to me when I could not get to Him. He came to where I was, picked me up out of the ditch of sin, set my feet on a solid rock, and said, "Son, I've got riches you've never seen." I said, "Lord, I can't afford none of them." He said, "I know. That's why I paid it all."
Amen.
Amen. Jesus paid it all. Oh, to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Yes. Paid my debt. Amen. I had a debt I could not pay. But He paid a debt He did not owe. Petroleum, I looked up this word. And Noah Webster says that it means oil from the ground. Petroleum. Oil from the ground. It's Jesus Christ hung on the cross lifeless. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea goes to the Pilate and begs the body of Christ. They take his lifeless body, wind it in linen, and lay him in the ground. Day one, nothing seemed to happen. Day two, Pilate raised his hands in victory. The devil began in the chant with all of hell's devils. We've won. We've won. We've won! Oh, but before the sun rose, on that third day, the ground began to shake. The soldiers began to fall back and became as dead men. The stone began to roll, and the sun began to shine. Hey, God brought heavenly petroleum out of the ground of a sin-cursed world when Christ rose in eternal victory on the third day. Amen. Yes, God's filling station. Not only we see the petroleum, the price, not only we see the pump, and the people notice one thing, I'm finished. Notice the protection. Once you get saved and you get spirit filled, the devil is going to be your worst enemy. He ain't going to like you. Matter of fact, he's going to hate you. Most of your friends are going to hate you. You spirit filled, you love the Lord, you're shouting in church. Amen, you're up in the choir, praise God. Amen, you got the old song book. Amen, shouting, waving the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Say the wretch like me. Amen, you ain't going clubbing no more. You ain't going, amen, out to the bars. You ain't going shooting pool no more. Amen, you're a new person with a new attitude, with a new desire, with a new direction, praise God. And the devil won't be able to stand you. Now, he'll know one thing. He can't have your salvation. The devil knows that. He can't have it. He knows that you're sealed to the day of redemption. He knows that you're sealed in the hand of Jesus Christ and that no man can pluck you out of that hand. So he knows you can't. But what he tries is to steal your joy, to steal your peace, to steal your contentment, to steal your smile, to steal your song, to steal your happiness, to steal your home. And if he gets that, he's got you. You just give up, give out, just give it all up, and you'll stop coming around the house of God. So I say you need some protection. Now, back in our day, when I was growing up, there's some old mean boys in the neighborhood. And they'd get out there in people's gas cans and they'd undo the gas cap on the car and open a pipe, siphon that gas out, spit it into the can, siphon it out, spit it into the can. Hey, man, and they was getting what you had. They was stealing and getting what somebody had given you, what you'd worked hard for, and now they're taking it away and the devil's got a sifter. Remember what Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to sift you as wheat. What I love the next verse, but I prayed for thee that thy faith fail thee not. Oh, the devil's out there with his sifter. Amen, he's trying to sift and siphon the gasoline and the petroleum out of your soul so you'll no longer be spirit-filled, but you'll run on empty. I suggest, and I'm done, I suggest you get one of those good old caps with a lock on it. Amen. Amen. I suggest you put that on there real good and tight and hand Jesus the key.
Amen.
And say, Lord, when I'm ready for some more gas, you open the tank and pour her in.
Amen.
Amen. Until then, I'm content, I'm satisfied, and I'll serve you with everything you've entrusted into my care. And when I'm ready for more responsibility, open the windows of heaven and let me have it.
Amen.
Pour it on me, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Put her under lock and key and let Jesus be your key holder.
Amen.
God's filling station. Amen. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. I praise you. We give you glory. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for all the tremendous messages. We heard all the ones yet to come. Touch this great congregation. Touch Pastor Lindsay, Lord. Touch and bless all the men of God, Lord, that we could serve you and see more accomplished, Lord, for the glory of God, Lord, in the years to come. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, dear Lord, for everything. Save souls, change lives. We'll praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.